Rising water levels on the Rock and Crawfish Rivers have forced about 10 miles of westbound Interstate 94 to be closed for nearly a week. That's resulted in lengthy detours for many motorists.
It's been as frustrating for us as it's been for the motoring public. You know, we certainly don't enjoy these detours.
Department of Transportation Secretary Frank Busolanki says they are currently building a temporary crossover on the interstate where west and eastbound traffic will join up for a 5-mile stretch of road.
You're going to have backup here. This is going to be a bottleneck because the traffic is down. But if people use their heads and they're considerate, we won't get any accidents. We won't get into any situations.
The eastbound lanes of I-94 are raised slightly higher and not currently in danger. Busolanki hopes to have the new route open by the end of the week.
If it's earlier, then I'm telling you we're going to make an announcement and we're going to open it. We're not going to sit here and have no ribbon cutting. That's not what this is about.
The state is spending $896,000 to build the alternate route. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.